Welcome back to another episode of On Life and Being Human. I'm your host, Catherine Colleen, and today we are talking about freedom of attention and how that leads to developing intention and letting go. This is the podcast where we go more in depth into the articles at the website, which is at koabd.com or katherinecolleen.com. You can check it out. There's a form there on the community page where you can send in your questions, or you can send them in by email to questions@koabd.com. You can even, on the community page, join our Slack channel if you feel like it. It's a private community that is carefully curated, no griefers allowed, or we kick them out, where people who are working this process of self-development through the stages can share their experiences and ask questions, and I jump in there all the time. So let me know if you want to be a part of it. Just go over to the community page and send in a question or a comment and check the little box that says you'd like to be part of the Slack community. So freedom of attention. You have a lot of things on your plate. And even things that you're not doing right this minute are still taking a piece of your attention. Even stuff that isn't taking your time right now is still occupying a piece of your attention. And I've noticed that when I take something off of my plate, even something that wasn't really taking up that much time, the feeling of freeing up a piece of my attention is huge. And that the fewer efforts and the fewer possessions and the fewer people and relationships that I have, the larger percentage of that ultimately limited subconscious and conscious attention that you can place or allocate for each thing that you do have, right? We get a finite number of spots in our attention. And I think we need to be very careful about how we choose to use them. So there's a type of freedom in less. And there's a lot of people talk about minimalism. They talk about owning fewer things. And I found a lot of joy in that as well. Having fewer things, you have fewer things to maintain, fewer things to keep track of, fewer things to worry about. It's great. But it's not just stuff. It's also business and other types of work and relationships, and even roles and expectations that you put on yourself take up part of your attention. And if you can have less of those as well, there's even more freedom in that. And freedom of attention is necessary for focusing your thoughts and ultimately for developing your intention. So intention, and we hear this word a lot, and it's a great word, but your intention is that clear destination of what you want to do. What's the plan, right? Why are you here? What are you going to do? It's more than purpose. You can know what your purpose is, but not intend to pursue it, right? So the intention is what you actually plan to do, and that with that sort of motivated feeling behind it. So clearing some time on your schedule is a really great place to start to create freedom of attention so that you can then think about what is your intention. But there's something about clearing the number of people and places and things that you're responsible for or that you worry about, or the stuff that you ingest mentally and physically, the food you eat, the headlines you read, the social media feeds that you look at. These are all occupying a piece of your attention long after you've looked at them. And with this extra attention, I can have any intention I like. So one thing I was working on the other day is I was trying to achieve a balance between writing and music and language and art, and then the administrative things that you have to do. You know, groceries have to be bought, laundry has to get done. But I didn't want to have like a schedule or a task list. And it's in my nature to be productivity focused because I was raised in the US and that's how we operate. We're very focused on productivity and output. But these are creative tasks. And there's a lot of stuff that I need to do. Task lists are the enemy of creative inspiration, and for me, anyway. And there's all this stuff that I need to do, like meditation, which could be misconstrued as just kind of sitting on your rear, but it's critical, right? Notions of a spiritual nature and the nature of life, they require a lot more thinking than they do writing. So my intention is to create balance between these pursuits so that I don't feel like I'm neglecting any of them or missing out on any of them. But I want to do that without a schedule or a task list. So that was my intention. And I don't want to approach this stuff with a productivity mindset. I want to approach it with a creative and inspired mindset because I want good results. And the solution is what it always seems to be, and that's to let go. Let go. I need to let go of pre-programmed notions of needing to be constantly busy. I need to let go of being measured by my productivity. So I meditated and I asked for this balance. And more importantly, I know ask and ye shall receive, but it's more than that. Ask and let it go and you shall receive. So I had to let go of the desire for it. So I had an intention. And then I let go of the need of it. Let go of the wanting of it. And it will come, and it came back as perfectly as it should, in a way that supports my purpose. So freedom of attention creates space for you to develop your intention. Your intention creates your reality when you give it over and let go of any attachment to it. And just say to yourself, well, of course it will be that way. Of course it will. Right? Because the opportunity for life to be anything I want it to be is inside me. So I state the intention knowing that I already have it. And then from there, then you can let go of the desire or the need for it. I always seem to need a reminder of that. So I'm really thankful that this topic came up. Because we are very productivity focused here in the U.S. And in most of the Western world. And I say that because we've got this amazing huge chunk of countries listening to the podcast now. Thanks for joining us. I see you. And that productivity mindset, depending on what you're doing, might be exactly what you need and a huge advantage. But in my case, it's not. It's something that I've had to train myself away from. So whatever you want, whatever that thing is that you're trying to bring into your life, you need to make some space for it. You need to make some space, not just in your schedule, not just in your house. You need to make space in your attention. If your attention doesn't have space for this thing that you want, it won't come to you because you're not ready. So think about how you can reduce the number of people, places, and things that you feel responsible for. Create space in your attention so that you can then focus on your intention and give your intention over. Some would call this, you know, giving it over to God, giving it over to Allah. Let go and let God, right? Everybody says that. Yeah, what you're doing is you're giving over the need of it. You're giving up the want or desire or attachment to this thing that you want, which could be a thing, it could be a relationship, it could be a job opportunity, it could be more money, it could be anything. And that's what I know. So you've got to clear out your attention. And never has this been more clear to me than in the last few years when I've finally started to kind of really nail down what I wanted to do with my life and then start to remove everything else. And when you free up your attention, it's a feeling that a freedom that I struggle to describe. So think about that. How could you reduce the people, places, and things that you feel responsible for to create more space in your attention to allow good things to come into your life? It's easier than you think. I find that we worry about disappointing people. And we worry about not being good parents or not being good whatever's at our job. And what you'll find is that most people don't care. That's okay. This is going to be like a little bit disappointing when you email somebody and say, you know what, I'm not going to be able to do this. I'm so sorry. You may find that they're really not that upset about it. And please don't take offense at it when that happens. It's a really good thing. Now, if you can then bring somebody else along to take your place, that's really ideal. But if not, I wouldn't worry about it. Be kind, speak the truth, and create some space in your attention. You will be amazed at what happens. Let's talk now about the strongest, most consistent signal wins. So, and this goes pretty nicely with this concept of clearing out your attention so that you can state your intention, so that you can bring good things into your world. This kind of goes with that. So lots of people are at any moment sending out signals of their intention into the world. Some people call it manifesting. Some people call it prayer. Some people call it samayama. There's all kinds of names for it. But when you're holding something in your mind, something that you want to bring into your life, be it a person, a place, a thing, a relationship, a job opportunity, more money, whatever, and you're kind of putting that wish out into the world by whatever mechanism you choose to use. And if you need a good mechanism, there's a great article on the website called Manifesting, a Guide to Finally Doing It Right, where I've got all the important points on how to do it right. But I wanted to tackle this idea of, okay, so I'm putting out signals about what I want into the world. Well, so if it is everybody else, so how does that play when you've got multiple people, hundreds of people, thousands of people, millions of people, all sending out signals about what they want? And sometimes those things can be conflicting, right? What if there's only one of something, you and somebody else both want it? How does that work? What if the signals are not conflicting? What if two people want the same thing? We've seen what collaboration can do in all kinds of different forms. So how does this really work, right? The interaction of those signals are kind of like ripples made by tossing several stones into a pond. So keep that image in your head, right? I drop a stone in the pond, it makes ripples. Now, if I drop a large stone into the pond, it makes a big, strong wave that affects a larger area. If I drop a small stone, it makes a smaller wave, set of concentric circles going out, that affects a smaller area. So you would say, oh, okay, well, I need to drop a big stone in that pond. I need to really, like, bear down and be like, here's what I want, right? And, like, push it out like that last weightlifting rep. But here's the more interesting thing. If you drop a large stone only once, and I drop a small stone and another small stone and one after the other, my smaller waves will eventually dominate the larger stone's space. And the lesson in that is not just about sending a strong signal. It's about sending a strong signal every single day. Maybe twice a day, maybe three times a day. The strongest, most consistent signal wins. Ultimately, consistency is more important than strength. Consistency is a little bit hard. If you take a break from sending out your signal, you're going to open the opportunity for competing signals to affect your life, right? Because if somebody else out there is putting out a consistent, strong signal, sometimes you might be drawn or compelled to do something because it's forwarding this other person's intention. And that's not all bad. That's how I ended up with a really cool old Jeep. But so that it can be kind of fun. But what you're getting there is somebody else influencing your world. Sometimes that's a good thing, but sometimes that may not be healthy for you. And that's what I suspect is the source of kind of random unfortunate events. I have no idea. It's just really kind of a theory at this point. So the solution is to define every aspect of what you want your world to be and then send out that signal daily. So as a really super important warning here, be sure to focus on what you do want, right? Don't focus on what you don't want. Go back and read the guidelines for manifesting. At the website, because there's a bunch of important caveats to doing this right. But when you ask for things, you need to be very careful as to why you want that. If you want that, because you'll get it. If you want that because you're afraid of something or you're angry at something or your ego is bruised or you're upset about or offended about something, if you're coming from a place of negative emotion, the result will multiply your negative emotion. But if you want it because of a basis in love, joy, purpose, etc., a positive thing, then the result will multiply those positive emotions. So think about when you design your life. Don't forget to design yourself as well, but think about these different areas of your life. Try to cover what you want your spiritual life to be like, what you want your emotional life to be like, what do you want your intellectual life to be like, your physical life. Get specific, your overall health, your metabolic rate, your strength, your speed, your autophagy levels. That's a fun word. Go look that up. Autophagy. Your flexibility. What do you want your social life to be like? Different types of social interactions. What do you want the energy of that social life to be like? What do you want your financial life to be like? That's income, that's outgo, and don't just be like, oh, I want to be rich. You know, you need to be ridiculously specific. You want to say, I want X number of dollars in the bank, or I want a net worth of this much. Be specific. Be unreasonably specific. Think about what you want your lifestyle to be like and the kinds of locations that you work in and that you live in and that you play in and the opportunities and experiences that you want and the things that you want to have and so forth. Think about all these aspects. Kind of roll all this up into a single intention and put it out there. So in other words, define yourself and define your life for yourself, or someone else will define it for you. Think on it and feel it every day to not only bring about the changes that you want, but to maintain this beautiful life that you've built. Because you may stop putting out these signals once you get everything that you wanted. You can say, you look around yourself and you say, oh my God, I've got this amazing life. This is exactly what I asked for. And you feel gratitude and you feel thanks for that. And then what do? Then you stop asking because you already got it, right? Oh, why do I need to keep asking? Well, because you need to protect what you've got. So you need to put out gratitude for this amazing life that you've got. And you need to put that out there consistently every day so that you can keep it that way. And this is a super common mistake. I do this too. I forget to do this too. I need a reminder all the time. So that's the big deal. The strongest, most consistent signal wins. So be that strongest, most consistent signal. And this works for your professional endeavors as well as for your personal. It's just solid life advice, as I would tell my kids. You can use that in all kinds of situations. All right. So remember those lessons today. Create the attention, create the space in your attention so that you can then figure out what is your intention. You can design exactly the self and the life that you want to have and then let go the need of it. But that's an active thing. That's an active thing that you need to do, to pray or to meditate, whatever it is, and let go. Think on it. Send out that signal for what you want and give over your need of it, your attachment to it, so that it can come to you. But keep that consistent. All right. Thanks for joining us today. If you have questions, you can send them into questions@koabd.com, or you can go to the community page at koabd.com, which will take you to katherinecolleen.com. Check out the community page. We've got a lovely new little form there that you can use to send in your questions as well. I'll tend to get back to you myself, and then may also use your question in the podcast. So let me know how I can help, because that is what we are here to do. I am on a mission to bring peace to the world, one person at a time. So let me know how I can help you. Thanks, and we'll see you next time.